could fix. And so one of those problems was, you know, I have Nowata County, and we had a lot of trouble getting a jail remodeled or up and going. And so we started looking, what if we could put two counties together, you know, and create this multi-county jail trust? Well, we went back to legislation from, I think, 1986, and they already had that where you really could, where two counties could go together. And so what we started looking at, though, was how would it be if we created more of a correctional facility than a penal facility to catch a lot of these young people, you know, maybe having trouble in life. And we go right in the beginning, and we bring in resources from drug and alcohol counseling, from mental health counseling, from VOTEC, you know, to get skills training in these facilities, and let all of these different organizations come in and have a little part of that. And we've even included the tribes. I invited Dora Piskowski into a meeting at ECHO last week to really listen. I kind of gave about an hour speech, I guess, on this. But what we're going to do is, we already have five counties that have CARES Act money that are interested right now in creating a facility that is more of a correctional facility than a penal facility. It'll operate at a lower cost of the state. I think we'll turn out more people that are ready to move into life on the right path as they come out of here, rather than becoming institutionalized criminals. I really see a problem with, there are a lot of people that say, if 5 years didn't work, give them 10 years. Well, have you really created a better person that's coming out? But if you take someone that comes in, say a 19, 20-year-old that comes into the system, and you really look at the problems they were having, you know, were they on drugs? Did they have mental health problems? Is it the case that they simply did not have a marketable skill when they came out, and so they, you know, they're running with their crowd, and they turn to theft or something mm-hmm. like that? We can get them a skill, and I think that's important, you know. And I've worked with VOTEC, we've worked with job placement, we've worked with drug and alcohol counseling, we've worked with mental health counseling, and all of those people are interested in coming in. So we're trying to create, this is my third year trying to create these facilities, and really we've done it with no legislation. Mm-hmm. We've done it by bringing the right people to the table, discussing what we need, what they can contribute to that, and even discussing the needs that they think would need to come into this, and we've got a lot of work done, and we're at the point now where we have counties ready to do this. And
wow.
It doesn't exist anywhere else. It'd be a first of its kind, and it's something I'd like to start up here. Our sheriffs are on board. Our county commissioners are on board. Each of the players are just really excited to see this happen, and I've been really excited to be a big part of it.
Well.